Masechtas Trumas, Perek He, Mishnah Dalet. Sa'a Truma Tmea, Shanafla Lamea Sa'a Truma Tahera. If one Sa'a of Tami Truma falls in to 100 Sa'a of Truma that's Tahera. So this is Truma into Truma, but it's 1 to 100 of Truma Tmea, 1 part to 100 parts of Truma Tahera. So what do we do in this case? So this is not nullifying Truma in Chulin. It's nullifying a minority of Truma Tmea that can't be eaten by a Kayan in 100 parts Truma Tahera that could be eaten. Beishamai Eisrim. Beishamai says it's Aser, and there's no nullification. It's not like Truma into Chulin that could be nullified 1 to 100. Here, it's not nullified, and the whole mixture becomes forbidden for a Kayan to eat, even for a Kayan. Well, Beisil Matirin, but Beisil permits the Kayan to eat, and he does allow a nullification here. And the Mishnah explains what they differ in. They had a conversation. Amr Beisil Beishamai. Beisil said to Beishamai, Hail Utahira Asur Lazarim. Regular Truma Tahira is Asur, is forbidden for Zarim, for non-Kahanim to eat. Utmea Asur Lakahanim. And similarly, Truma Tame is also forbidden for Kahanim to eat. So both of these things are produce that have some level of forbidden to people to eat. And yet, we say Ma Tahira Ayla, just like the Truma Tahira could be nullified in 100 parts of Chulin, and so the fact that it's was forbidden to be eaten by a non-Kayan can be removed by nullification, Af Tamea Tala, so too, Truma Tamea that's forbidden to be eaten by Kahanim also can be removed, can be nullified by 100 parts of Truma Tahira in the mixture. That's Beis Hillel. That said, why should it be different? We should say it's nullified in 100. Amr lehem Beishamai. Beishamai responded, like, it's not true. The logic is not true. Im helu chulin hakalin hamutaram lazarim es hatahira. Just because we say that chulin, which is lenient, it's very permissible, it has the most permissibility, it can be eaten by anyone, that makes it kal, lenient, it's mutter to be eaten by anyone, and that has the ability to nullify and make the truma that fell into it become permitted, just because the chulin has the capability to do that, would we say tala truma hachamura hasur lazarim es hatmea? Would we say that truma tahir, which is more stringent and it's limited, it only is permitted to kahanim? Would we say that that has the ability to nullify Truma Tmea and make Truma Tmea permitted to be eaten by Kahanim? Which basically is saying that Chulin is more permissible to more people and therefore is easier to be used to permit Truma that falls into it, whereas Truma Tahira is less permissible in general, it's only permitted to Kahanim, so it would have less ability to permit Truma Tmea that fell into it. That was Beishamai's opinion. And apparently, Beis Hillel was able to convince Beishamai. The Mishnah continues, La'achar shahaydu, after Beishamai admitted and they changed their opinion and agreed to Beis Hillel, then there was a further discussion what should be done after the nullification. The Rav explains, I'm just going to interrupt in this point, the Rav explains what caused Beishamai to admit to Beis Hillel. And he says, Beis Hillel had a logic that Truma Tahira is more stringent than Truma Tmea. Because Truma Tahira that's eaten by a non-Kayan, the punishment is Misa B'dei Shemayim, death by heaven. Whereas Truma Tmea that's eaten by a Kayan is only a Iser Aseh. It's going against a Mitzvah Aseh in the Torah, which is less stringent. So Beishamai's logic was that you can't prove just because Chulin can permit Truma doesn't mean that Truma Tahira can permit Truma Tmea, because Truma Tahira is less permissible than Chulin. But Beis Hillel responded that really the Kal and Chomer are reversed, that it's easier to permit Truma Tmea because it's less stringent, it's only an Iser Aseh to a Kayan. Whereas Truma Tahira is harder to permit because the punishment for a non-Kayan eating it is Misa B'dei Shemayim, which is more stringent. So the logic is reversed, and if you can permit Truma Tahira, for sure you can permit Truma Tmea. So Beishamai agreed to Beis Hillel. Then there was a question, what should be done now that there's nullification? Rabbi Eliezer says, Tehreb, you should separate one part from the mixture, but Tisaref, and you should burn it, just like Truma Tamea that fell into Chulin, you take it out and you burn it. So too, the same thing, Truma Tamea that falls into Truma Tyra, you take it out and burn it. Just like we saw in the last Mishnah, in two Mishnahs ago, in Mishnah Beis. Rabbi Eliezer's opinion in Mishnah Beis. The Chachamim Aymerim, and the Chachamim say, Avda b'miyuta, that one part Truma Tamea was lost in its miyut, in its minority, to the rive, to the majority of the Truma Tahira, and there's a bittul completely, there's no need to separate anything, and the Kayanim can eat the entire mixture, all 101 parts. Even though, previously, when we discussed Truma falling into Chulin, everyone agreed you needed to separate a part, there was a takana in order that the Yisrael shouldn't end up keeping all 101 parts, and the Kayan is going to lose the Truma. And the Kayan is going to lose something that was belonging to him. So you have to separate a part and give it to the Kayan. But over here, where the Kayan anyways is going to eat the whole mixture, so there's no need to separate one part, the Kayan can eat all 101 parts because the one part Truma Tamea is nullified in the mixture. Mishnah Hey. Sa Truma Shenafla Lamea. If you have a Sa Truma, one Sa Truma that fell into 100 parts Chulin, and this is a very typical case, the halacha is that it's nullified. Higbia, he removes one of the sa's of the 101 parts, and he has to treat that as truma, and the rest of it he treats as chulin. Standard case of nullification of one part truma and 100 parts chulin. But then, that one part that he separated, that he now treats as truma, nafala makamachar, it fell into a different place and got mixed with other chulin. So now you have something that's being treated as truma, even though it's not really truma, because really the truma that got mixed in was nullified. And this is only midrabbanan treated as truma, and then it fell now into another part of chulin. What's the halacha? Rabbi Eliezer says, midamas ketrumas vade. It makes the same miduma mixture, just like trumas vade, just like definite truma, that unless you have 100 parts to this one part, the entire mixture becomes forbidden to a non-kayan, and you need 100 parts to this one part to nullify it. And even though it's not real truma, it's just being treated like truma, but it's the same stringency as regular truma when being mixed again with other chulin and makes meduma. That's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, who's more stringent here. The Chachamim say they're more mekel, more lenient. They say, Eina medamas elefi cheshbon. This one saw that he separated from the first mixture that's being treated as truma will only make meduma lafi cheshbon according to the calculation, the proportion of how much truma is proportionate in this one sa. This one sa is coming from a mixture of 101 parts, that one part of it was truma. So in this sa that you separated, it 1/101 of this sa is truma, and the rest of it was chulin. And you only treat this saw as truma when it gets mixed again with more chulin, only according to the proportion of how much truma is proportionately in it, which is 1/101. And therefore, all you're going to need is 100 times that amount to nullify it. But you can't use the other parts in this saw. You need 100 times that 1/101 besides for this saw. So practically speaking, if you have another saw, I'll drop less than that, but another saw that of chulin that got mixed with this, it will have 100 parts times that little fraction, that 1/101 of truma in this first saw, and that will nullify it. But if you have less than that, like a half a saw that got mixed together with the saw, so then it will become meduma, because proportionally it has that much truma in it to make that meduma.